going to be home sweet home family day. Cynthia Spratley from the Museum of York County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia. So there's a big event tomorrow.
There is a big event, and we are so excited. We have a new exhibit opening,
ooh,
and we have a family fun day at the same time.
That's
so
fantastic.
You get a double do for tomorrow. So come on out. Members get in at 9.
I always say, go to chmuseums.org,
yes,
become a member,
yes,
and you get to use your membership in all these areas and get in for free as far as...
It's a great deal.
And early.
Especially for the summer, and especially if you have someone taking care of your kids, grandma, grandpa, nannies, mm-hmm, they can all come too.
That's fantastic.
Well, let's first talk about the family day and mm-hmm, before we get into the exhibit. So what's the details? What are the details about family day?
Well,
we're
going to start at 10. And if you're a member, again, you can get it at 9, so come on out. And then we have Smokey Bear is going to be there in costume. And Woodsy Owl,
okay,
and their message is you can prevent wildfires. You can be the one. So they're going to be out there. We have a pumper truck and a brush fire truck coming from Newport Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
That is.
And we're going to have Dirt Dauber Deb. I was trying to get you to say this, Freddie.
Dirt Dauber Deb.
Yes.
Nice.
I love
it.
This is about gem mining,
yes,
right?
Yes. And she'll be out there with her gem mining truck, and you can actually pay a little bit more. But you can get a whole bag of gems, all kinds, colors.
That you get yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, the kids get up there and they actually go through the sand and kind of go panning for gems.
How do they prepare that? Do they just dig out of the ground or they have it all prepared and ready?
She works really hard. She comes up with bags of gems and then buckets of sand, and we mix them together, and then you go through and resort them out.
So you never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. It's a total mystery, but it's a lot of fun.
I've gone up to North Carolina to do that before,
yes,
and I could spend an entire day sluicing, as
well,
they say, in
yes,
the water.
That's right.
I don't care about pruny hands.
Yeah,
but this is more sand.
This is sand, and we'll have the fire truck there, so I guess you can get wet, too. I don't know.
All kids love to go to the fire truck and press the buttons.
Absolutely. Climb on board and just see what it's all about. So this is interesting. So does Smokey the Bear, only you can prevent wildfires now, right?
Yes, that's
so
his
no
new
longer
slogan.
Forest fires, I guess. It's like everything else. Things change over time.
I think because forest fires is kind of typically just woods. You know, people think of forest.
Yes.
But wildfires can happen in the desert. They can happen in your home.
I've seen one on I-77.
Yeah, they can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think the U.S. Forest Service really wants to get that message out. Just don't play with fire. You know, don't do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And when you are camping, put your fire out properly. And I'm sure they'll have all kinds of advice about that.
The firefighters will be telling people that. And we have some real fun giveaways tomorrow, too, from the U.S. Forest Service. They'll be walking around and talking about Smokey.
Did you bring this Smokey story booklet for us, or will this be available for people to look at?
That's a freebie when you come in tomorrow. You get to learn the story of Smokey, and
neat,
that'll be one of the giveaways. We also have some games to play. Woodsy Owl has a game that they're going to be out with, and you can earn some little tattoos and things
cool,
when you go through,
neat,
so I think it's be fun.
So is the hope to get folks to start camping, to educate them if they're outside and they are camping and they see something that's out of the norm to correct
yes,
it?
Yes, it'd be good to always be alert when you're out hiking or camping, because these wildfires, as you know, last year we had a really bad season out in Tennessee and
mm-hmm,
in our mountains too, so we had a lot of burn areas. And, of course, fire can be good for the wildlife, too, because, you know, it brings back mm-hmm, some grass and some
sure,
open areas.
It can open seeds that can't open unless they're at that temperature. Stuff
that's
like
right.
That.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's not all bad, but we just don't want to cause it unintentionally.
Absolutely. So is this part of the exhibit that we can see that's part of that?
Yes. The exhibit is really great. We have a lot of play spaces for kids, but it's all about education. So we're doing things with a little log cabin where they can go in and be a ranger for the day.
Cool.
They get to, you know, kind of spot fires and look for fires. There's a campsite where they can learn to put out the fire. There's a couple other areas where they can play, and there's a little rowboat they can fish. Do some fishing. So it's kind of real outdoorsy inside where it's cool.
I miss having the little ones. It's like, oh, you're going to have so much fun with your daughter doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Listen, anytime you want our little one
hey,
for a day, you can borrow.
I'll take her to the children.
We're actually encouraging people. Tomorrow's Rock Hills graduation with their high schools, and I heard you talking about that. We're encouraging people, bring the kids to the museum while you're at graduation and meet up, afterwards.
That's
because
a great idea.
It keeps
yeah,
the kids busy and they don't make noise at graduation.
Right, yes.
No arrests.
That's
no
right.
Arrests,
no
yes,
arrests.
Well, they'll be
kids
running around. They'll get antsy and then you
that's
can't
right,
hear your student's name
that's
being
right,
called. And so that's a great idea.
So we'd like them to come out
there. Nice marketing on that. That's a nice plug.
You get the whole team working together
as far as
getting ready for the children's museum. You have to tell the story of how you clean the exhibits.
Oh, well.
Because you guys are talking about how you did that story on CNN.
Yeah, we did.
It's about time. Every year, about this time, we get things together, and usually maybe in August, so you'll have to come out. Our collections people come over, and they brush the animals for any kind of dust. They look for animals, you know, to have any kind of repair issues, and we go through the whole museum and kind of clean it up. And the animals do, you know, they kind of enjoy that little scratch on the back, you know, I think.
A little attention.
Yeah, I think they need some attention.
If you do find it a need for a repair of the elephant or something, do you have people at the museum that can do that?
Yeah, we have a curator, Dr. Steve Fields, and then we also have collections people. Several people come in, and they're housed over in the McKelvey Center and that historical center in York.
Yeah.
But they come over, and they regularly look through through our collection, too.
Wow. And our museum is very rare compared to other museums in the state of South Carolina, correct?
Yeah, we're a natural history museum, which a lot of people don't realize we're not cultural history anymore. We used to be both. Mm-hmm. Brantonsville kind of took over the cultural, and then we have our McKelvey area, which they have genealogy and things out there. But our main focus, our main mission at the Museum of York County is natural history, which are your plants, your animals that live here in the Piedmont. So that's what we're working on. We still have our African collection, too, but we're trying to kind of really focus on the Piedmont and talk about what's here so people get a good idea of going hiking or camping here, what they can see, you know.
What is the square footage of the museum? I've come
into
the gift
you're
shop.
Asking me a bad question there, because I don't know.
How many rooms are there? There's a lot of rooms.
Well,
we have five
galleries that are regular galleries, and one's kind of a play place for kids called Tot Town.
Yeah. Okay.
But we have right now a really beautiful River Art Museum, our art gallery of Bill Stokes things, his photographs from the Catawba River. And
Spider lilies.
Yeah, and that's brand new, too, this summer. So that's kind of just opened.
Wow.
That's great.
It's amazing how, too, we talk about this all the time, how I'm such a visual, hands-on learner.
Yeah.
And it now seems that's so normal for so many different museums and schools. And you guys have been so instrumental in leading that charge, I know, at the museum. Very hands-on.
Yeah, our natural center is probably our jewel of the museum. And because it's all hands-on. You walk in, the kids can touch bones and skulls. They can touch rocks and minerals. They can touch everything. Shells. We have a good collection of shells. So we like kids to come in and really look at things up close and touch them.
Well, I love your shirt, your Smokey Bear shirt. Remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
That's right.
And you had to get this online, right?
Yeah, you can order these on Amazon. There's a company licensed to make these. And so we've got our crew. Hopefully they're going to have shirts this weekend. We're waiting for them to come in.
Man, you would find that shirt at like an Urban Outfitters store or something like that. You'd probably pay $50, $60. I mean, it's just those kind of ringer tees. It's kind of like
really
a throwback.
An icon.
It's an icon.
Shirt.
Yeah, I remember it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love that Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl are created and they're protected by the congressional law.
Yes. You can't walk around with them in costume unless you do certain things. There's a protocol. So you have to have a U.S. Forest Service uniform or a vest that says you're a volunteer for the U.S. Forest Service. They're very protected.
No doubt. They're protected and they're trying to protect
us. That's
right. There we go.
And so come see them because they're going to be here this Saturday, and sometimes we'll have them on Wonderful Wednesday.
And then the exhibit runs, though, until the end of around September, right?
Yeah, September 16th, I believe, is the end of the exhibit. So you have plenty of time to see it, and it'll be there all summer. And you know, we'll have something every Wednesday morning, actually. We have Wonderful Wednesdays.
That's great for the moms want to have it, you know, bring the kids out for some fun before the evening and the weekend comes.
We've been out there many times for Wonderful Wednesdays,
yeah,
and it's so cool.
Kids.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for various stories.
Cynthia Spratley, you're always such a joy to have it here with us,
I love it.
We enjoy coming. Thanks for having us.
You're the Family and Education Program Manager at the Museum of York County. So everybody has a job over there, and y'all work together so nicely.
That's right. I have a good team of interpreters, and then we have our publicity people, marketing people. We have a great time.
And you're coming up on the eclipse, so we're going to have exciting things going on at the Stettlemyer Plantation.
And in fact, on Saturday, we're showing Totality, which is our planetarium show that tells you all about the eclipse.
Oh, good.
And it particularly talks about where to be and the safety of it, because it's really important to be safe when you have children, especially.
Pretty neat. They're going to let the kids out early from school that day.
They
so
are.
That everybody's going to be back in for 2017-18 year.
But we're selling the glasses. You need to be able to view it. So we have glasses for $1.25 in our gift store, so you can come out and get some glasses, and then you'll be safe.
That's a bargain.
That is a bargain.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. We want to make sure they're cheap enough you can afford them, so you can make sure those kids have them on, you know.
Well, it's Home Sweet Home Family Day at the Museum of York County, and it's just a quick ride over there on Mount Gallant Road. No problem. Cynthia Spratley, you're awesome. Thanks for coming in to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank
and go to chmuseums.org and become a member.
Yes.
Excellent.